This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Johnny, who married a woman that he'd been dating for a while, but it was a long-distance relationship. And let me just take a moment and talk about the problem about long-distance relationships is that they can be very sexy because when you get together, it's quite often sexual, but you don't really have a sense of who that other person is because everybody's on their best behavior and you do fun stuff. And it's kind of like the ultimate vacation romance that goes on endlessly. But because it's long distance, you don't have the day-to-dayness. Because if one of you is sick, you can just call it off, as opposed to being around somebody. Most of us are not our most wonderful selves, and we're sick. So it's not a great basis for marriage, for a long-term commitment, because you don't really know each other. So Johnny figured that out the first time, and they were married for about 5.5 years. Then they split and were apart for 5.5 years. And clearly, I mean, one of the things about a long-distance relationship, as I mentioned, is it's sexy. So, and I'm not sure that that's the fuel of this, but certainly the two of you share an attraction. She would use some kind of cockamamie excuse to get in touch with him. So as a result, they're back together and spent about half their time together over the last 5 months, but then broke up on this last weekend because basically nothing had changed, it sounds like. And if nothing's changed, then nothing's changed. So you're going to be right back in the soup. And it sounds like the attraction is still there, but so's the aggravation. So, Johnny, at this point, what's your question to me?
Okay. Like I said, I still love her.
Okay.
But I told her that, you know, when we got back together, I told her that, you know, I had put everything on hold, everybody on hold, and I was, you know, kind of working out with her and see how to work out. And
okay.
She said that at the beginning, when I told her that, when we got back together, she didn't know what she wanted to get married and all this other stuff again. So anyway, so I just said, okay. And so Saturday, and she was in one of her modes of being with the smart, having a smart mouth and a smart tongue, and I told her that I didn't think I would marry her either, you know. And so I just kind of nipped it in the bud. And
okay, so what's your question to me, Johnny? What can I help you with here?
And so did I do the right thing?
Okay. Here's what I would suggest.
Okay.
She's got to take care of her dad, so it sounds like she's not very mobile. But I think two things
she's
have to happen.
Mobile.
She is mobile.
Mobile.
Okay.
She is mobile.
Two things have to happen for the two of you to be able to either go forward or let it go. Either way.
Yeah.
To either move on or move together. All right? First of all, you have to be in the same city. So that, I just assume the two of you were not living together at this moment, although that seems to be somewhat negotiable. But it sounds like the sex between the two of you is fine. That's the best part. But the two of you haven't really worked out a compatible relationship. So you need to be in the same city, not necessarily living together, and you need to find a therapist. Because a therapist can sit down. Obviously, the two of you have a great deal of attraction to one another. There's something that even with all this chaos keeps the two of you interested in each other. It's not a bad basis for a relationship, but it's not enough because clearly the two of you don't want to go through the next 400 years getting together, breaking up, getting together, breaking up. I mean, it's exhausting and it's sexy, but it's not, I mean, as the two of you get older, you're going to get tired of this. So if the two of you can sit down with a therapist and acknowledge what you like about each other, and then you can say, we need to figure out some ways where you're not pushing me around. I mean, and a good therapist can help the two of you share the responsibility for what's not working in the relationship. So both of you can do different, you can do role playing, you could spend time together. There are all sorts of things the two of you could do. So within a period of about 6 months, if you have a good therapist and you both are really dedicated to it, and you're spending enough time together to figure out what's going on, you'll either know that, wow, this is so much better than it was before, we've got a shot. Or we're always going to find that attraction, and maybe we should get together once a year and go on a sexy vacation, but it's never going to work living together. So you need to be in the same city so that you can experience what being together would be on a day-to-day basis, and you need to find a therapist. The therapist should be able to help you clarify exactly what's going on and whether either of you have any interest in negotiating different ways of behaving. Because I know she drives you crazy, but it sounds like you drive her crazy too. So, right? It's an equal opportunity circus here.
Yeah,
so, but obviously, look. But clearly there's something here between the two of you. So I would build on that. At this moment, if you let it go right now, you're always going to wonder. But you're not able to live together profitably at this moment. So it's just going to be a series of explosions. Living in the same city for the next year, however that works, probably not together, living together at this moment and finding a therapist.
Because I'm moving back down in that area.
Okay, well, that's good. And you can say to her, you should split the cost of the therapist so neither of you feel like you're being ripped off. And both of you be really committed to being really honest and really working on this because, look, what you've got is not nothing. It's just not enough. But it may be enough to build on if both of you can moderate your behavior and it's very clear what each of you need to do differently.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. I appreciate it.
Yeah, good luck. All righty. You're welcome, sir. 855-993-7569. Christy, thanks for being patient with me. How might I help you?
Yes, hello?
Hi, Christy.
Hi. I've been meaning to call you for some time. I have a daughter who lives in another state, not far from here, and has stopped talking to me. About 4 or 5 years ago.
Okay. How old is she?
In her 40s.
Okay. How old are you?
Married. 70s.
Okay. How many kids you got?
I have 3 kids.
Which one is she?
She's the oldest. She's the only girl.
Okay. Do we know why she's... Is your husband still alive? Or her dad still alive?
I'm divorced from her father.
Okay. And when did that happen?
The divorce happened a long time ago.
Not 4 or 5 years ago. Okay.
No, not at all.
What happened 4 or 5 years ago? Is there anything you can pinpoint?
The last time that I saw her and she was talking to me, it was a beautiful summer afternoon, and I drove up to where she lives. She lives in another state.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she had some company. I didn't know it was my granddaughter's birthday party because the party is not always on the same day as her birthday. And she had some of her friends there and some of the little girl's friends there. And she looked up when she saw me get out of my car and she said, "Mom, what are you doing here?" And there were several incidences where she was very short and very curt with me. I didn't know what was going on. She had some anger that she was not releasing. You know, there was no fight. There was nothing.
Okay, well, let me stop. Let me go back to the thing, the birthday party. Did you tell her you were coming?
I left a message on the house phone because I had some, I had been there the weekend before. And I had stayed overnight, and I forgot some of my clothes in the closet. And that was really the purpose of going up there.
Did you leave the clothes on purpose, or was it truly an accident?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so she didn't... do we know if she got the message?
She never called and said, "You left your clothes here."
Well, maybe she didn't check the guest room. All right. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back and pick this up where we left it off.
Okay.
Because it sounds like she may not have... It sounds like she was surprised. So either she didn't check her machine or who knows. We'll figure it out, though. Hang on with me. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to RealPriceSilver.com for this limited time offer. That's RealPriceSilver.com. RealPriceSilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Christy, whose eldest daughter has stopped talking with her, and it happened, you're saying, 4 or 5 years ago, because it's the weekend where you stayed overnight was fine, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It was fine.
So you went,
yeah,
you went back up there.
You were tempted with me, but... that weekend, but it was a weekend of a big party at her house, and, you know, she was stressed and things like that, but or that's what I attributed it to.
How was your relationship with her in general?
Not close. She's not close with anybody.
She was that way
when she went away to college. She didn't call home much.
Okay. How old was she when you got divorced from her dad?
Just before she went away to college, yes, the divorce was going through.
Well, that may have been part of it. Was she closer to her dad than she was to you?
I don't think so.
Is her dad still alive?
Her dad is still alive. Her dad is still alcoholic. Her dad does not stay in touch with her either, nor any of his children, unless it's a Christmas card with money in it and a birthday card.
Okay. All right.
And that's the way he is. He's totally gone. Yeah.
Okay. So you went up to, you showed up, as far as she was concerned, unannounced when she was having a party. Okay,
right.
Not the world's best, not the world's best situation, but,
right.
And then after that, so what happened? Did you stay? Did you go? What happened?
I sat for a little while in amongst her friends, and she asked me if I wanted a drink. I didn't know. I don't drink. And I think I had a glass of soda, and I talked to the little kids, to my granddaughter, and then I left. Said goodnight to everybody, and I left.
Okay, so what happened? That was 4 years ago. So what happened?
So throughout the summer, that was in June, throughout the summer, I kept calling and leaving messages. When can I come up? When can I see the granddaughter? Those kinds of things, and I got no answer. And finally, one day, I was so frustrated, I called my son-in-law. And I said, I don't know what's going on, that she's not answering my phone calls, not returning them. And I haven't heard or seen from my granddaughter. And what's happening?
Okay.
And he can't speak to that. He's not getting involved at all.
He doesn't want to get involved in the middle. Yeah.
Yes, he's been a friend as far as helping me to see the granddaughter.
Well, that's
good. I go up there, I send him an email and say, what's going on this weekend? Is she free? And can I have a lunch date with her? So on and so forth.
Well, you can't make dates with her through him. That'll get you in trouble, I guarantee you.
Right.
All right.
Yes, when I go up there, then...
Oh, so you have been up there. Okay.
Yes. I have been up there. I have taken my granddaughter out for lunch or shopping or whatever. Yes, I've visited there, but my daughter stays either in her room. I don't know where she is in the house, but she...
All right, so she doesn't talk... Okay, so she's mad at you.
Yeah.
Okay, and
if
we don't...
If she comes into the house when I'm there, out from the garage, she'll yell out a hello. It's just a general hello, that's all. And that's it. That's all that there has been.
Have you ever said to her,
Yes, I've said it personally, and she hangs up on me.
What have you said to her?
I think you have some problems. I think you're angry at me for some reason, and you have some problems that you can't talk about.
Well, that's...
I think you should find a professional.
Well, okay, darling. Honey,
darling,
Christy,
yes.
Yeah, baby cakes.
Yes.
It is. Let me just say this in general, which I think is probably something if you've been on this planet for as long as you're telling me you've been on this planet,
yes.
Or maybe even
right.
more than 5 minutes.
Right.
Saying to somebody who's mad at you, you need a therapist, is not a way of having them send an olive branch to you. It's a way of
right.
making them furious, because what you're saying is you're nuts. It's not my problem, it's your problem. So that's not a good way of reconciling things.
Right.
All right, so we got to let go of that.
But there not even was a bang-out fight.
Well, but we know. She's not a bang-out fight kind of person. She's a sulker, right? We know that. I know that. from this conversation. I know that. You're her mom. You spent 40 years with her, so you should know that, too. She's a sulker. She's never going to have a knockdown drag out with you. She's going to be sulky. All right, so at some point, if I had to guess, and I don't want to guess, but that she felt that you were rude to her, that you showed up unannounced at a party, and that you were not very nice to her friends. So her friends probably said to her, "What's with your mom?" Which is kind of embarrassing. All right, so we probably need to do a... Right, yeah, see, well, you could have told me that rather than I tell you that, but because it sounds like your daughter has some of your DNA. Both of you are sulkers. Okay, so how do we get beyond this? Okay, this is one of those times where stupid and cheerful will actually work better than anything else. Because saying to your daughter who's furious with you, you need a therapist, I guarantee you will not work if you do it for the next 400 years. So we're not going to do that anymore. All right?
Right.
What we are going to do is we are going to be so charming that you're going to wear her down. And if she wants to hurt your feelings, she's going to have to do something that you and I both know she's not going to do, which is to yell at you. You don't want to help her hurt your feelings by being hurt because she's not being very forthcoming. Okay?
Right.
So what we're going to do... How old is your granddaughter?
She is now 15.
Okay. We are never, ever, 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 ever going to take granddaughter's side against her mom because your granddaughter will go and tell her that, and that will make things worse.
I have not done that.
Okay,
yeah, I have not done that.
Good. Okay, and we're not even going to be tempted because grandkids are very manipulative.
Yes.
Okay, so we're not going to do that. We're also not going to get her husband involved because that'll just make her angry with you as well. And I know you'd rather deal with him because he's not, well, among other things, he's not kin and he sounds like he's not as sullen. But getting him involved is not going to work either. But what you can do is you know this little brat, and she is acting kind of bratty, better than probably anybody on the face of the planet, maybe including her. All right, she grew up with a mom with whom she's not real close and a dad who's an alcoholic. Not the stuff of which warm, fuzzy personalities are nurtured, okay? So, but her personality at 40 is her problem, not yours. But how you deal with her is yours. So what you're going to do is you're going to figure out when's the next time you would normally interact with Miss Charm School graduate here?
Maybe soon because...
Okay,
you know,
I'm going to put you on hold for a minute.
You got to make appointments weeks.
I got it. That's okay. That's all right. That's okay. She's busy. I want you to think about what kind of thing you could do that you think would melt her heart. All right? I'm going to give you a couple minutes to think about it. You and I will talk about it in a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost.
Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Christy. Christy, if it's any comfort to you, this is not an uncommon phenomenon. Your daughter's a little late off the block. This usually happens somewhere in, you know, mid-30s rather than early 40s. But, yeah, you know, that doesn't mean... I mean, it's heartbreaking for a parent when their kid sort of, because our kids can get us in a way nobody else can. Let me also, and I do want to go back to my question to you about what do you think is most likely to melt her heart, but let me tell you one thing that won't melt her heart, other than saying you need a therapist, which we've already covered,
right,
is in any way making this about your granddaughter, because here's a kid who's she had an alcoholic father and wasn't very close to her mom. And so she's feeling and she's sullen. So instead of saying, no one's ever loved me, you love the boys better than me, she just sulks. So then in any way implying that the only reason you're trying to mend fences with her is so you'll have a better relationship with granddaughter is a terrible idea. You just need to make it clear that she's your daughter and you love her and the two of you want to have a better relationship. And you'll, you know, that she, you're willing to listen to any suggestions, and it's not a terrible thing, regardless of whatever else we talk about melting her, to say, I want to have a better relationship with you. I'll take you out for mani-pedis, but the two of us, I want to have a better relationship. Tell me how to be a better mom to you. And she may say, well, I don't know, or it's too late, or who knows what she's going to say. But you're going to hang in there, and you're going to say, it's really important to me that the two of us have a better relationship. I want to be a better mom to you and make you happier. So give me some hints here. Okay, so what would melt her heart, do you think, knowing her as probably nobody else does?
I don't know.
You got to figure that out.
I got to figure that out.
All right, and I'll tell you, let me just give you some suggestions, given I'm just trying to think of all the people I know. I have a brother who, I have one brother that anything having to do with the Navy would, you know, if I could get a special hat that was, you know, was used in World War II or something, he's a Navy buff. I have a brother who likes sports, especially San Francisco, so anything having to do with that. I have a sister who loves hearts, so finding a cookie-shaped heart or finding...
This is a young woman who has everything.
Doesn't make any difference.
Really big salary, so does her husband.
That's
married into a very wealthy family.
Not the issue, Christy. Christy, not the issue. The issue... is, let me just give you an example, okay? Which, and I'm not suggesting this is what would work for her daughter, for your daughter. A bunch of years ago, Margaret Truman had a book out. She was Harry Truman's daughter.
Yes, I remember that. Yes.
Okay. And she was married to, at the time, I think the owner or the editor, I guess the editor of the New York Times. So no issues about money there either.
Right.
And she had a book out about living in the White House. And it was, I interviewed her right around Christmas time. And the only reason I know about this is she actually sent me a thank you note. And I said to her, you know, what was Christmas like in the White House? And she said, well, people from every country in the world, all the diplomats, the presidents, and the people, and Americans would send her dolls. And what she always wanted was a train set. And no one would ever give her a train set because she was, you know, she was a girl in the White House. And the only reason I know that this happened is she wrote me a note and said that her husband had been listening to the broadcast, and guess what you got for Christmas, which is a train set.
Yes.
So the point is, here's a woman who grew up in the White House, had every doll known to human beings and then some.
Right.
And one
of
her heart's desire was a train set, which she really didn't tell. I mean, I felt really fortunate that she told me.
Right.
But, and it may be that you get her a gift certificate for a massage, for example. It's not the financial part of it. It's knowing. I've given men, for example, men that I've dated or whatever, I've gone to Toys R Us and found them a cool, like, drone. This was before drones. This was a radio-controlled helicopter.
Mm-hmm.
Of things that people don't even know they want, but because you care about them and you know their heart, that you can give them something that never even occurred to them. So it may be something, it may be an antique, it may be something that your mother gave you, it may be, I don't know, but you're going to think about it, because that's the way that we say to somebody, and it, again, the financial value doesn't, a girlfriend once gave me for my birthday, I still have it somewhere, she gave me, it was this crappy old box, and it was a shawl that had fringe on it that was very old and very stained. And she said, this was my grandmother's, and I know that she would have loved you. And I've schlepped that damn thing around for 20 years because it was just such a wonderful thought. And it wasn't the shawl. I mean, the shawl's, I'm not even sure it's wearable. Maybe it is. I mean, I think I've worn it once, but it's an odd color. But the point is that she knew me well enough to know that I'm incredibly sentimental. So that was the fact that her grandmother, it was her grandmother's, and her grandmother would have loved me, and it was from her. So that's what I'm talking about, something that we know that your daughter can buy anything she wants, that her husband could buy it if she couldn't. That's not the point. The point is something that you know about her because you're her mom.
Right.
And it'll be fun for you to think about it, because it's thinking about your daughter in, you know, a vulnerable way. It may be a picture that, you know, when she was riding her first bike, and you're going to figure it out because you're her mom. And I know the two of you are not warm and fuzzy with each other, but here's an opportunity think about her and you in a completely different way than you have before.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
If you run into some trouble, call me back. But the point is that you're going to mend fences. You're going to say, I want to be a better mom. Tell me how to do that for you. And you're going to, with your behavior, the only other thing I want to add here, Christy, is don't be so vulnerable here that if she is not enthusiastic, which she may or may not be, this is a kid who's had 40 years to make herself the ice princess. Yeah. She has a mom that she thinks likes her brothers better. She had a dad who didn't have time for her.
Right.
She now has a mom that thinks that the only reason her mom wants anything to do with her is because of her granddaughter. So this is a kid who doesn't feel very loved.
Right.
This is your opportunity to try and melt her, and it may not happen overnight. Okay, but you're the mom, you're the grown-up, you're the one who understands that underneath that sort of cranky, bristly exterior is somebody kind of sad and kind of lonesome and kind
really?
Of...
Really?
Yeah, it is. The bristliest people are the ones who don't know how to say, could you love me? You know, they're the ones who need the hug the most. They won't ask for it because they don't know how, and they're afraid that nobody will hug them. But you know this kid, and you've known her for 40 years.
Right.
All right? Should be a fun... If you're not feeling like this is kind of an exciting project, then you haven't quite got the point.
Right.
So hopefully you are thinking that.
No, I'm not thinking that.
Well, think it then, because that should be a really exciting... It's a different way of thinking about you. It's a different way of thinking about your daughter. It's challenging. It gets you out of that kind of cranky... Both of you being sullen to each other, not being happy with each other.
Right.
So it should be. So work on it.
Right? I will.
Good enough.
Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome,
you so
Christy.
Much.
You're welcome,
can
Sugar.
Can I call again?
Absolutely. Of course you can.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
855-993-7569. You know, it occurs to me, no one is ever afraid of me, and never have been. They'll say, no, I didn't get it. You know, you're wrong. Yeah, but you're supposed to be terrified. No one's ever terrified by me. It's okay. All right, we've got a couple minutes left in the segment. You know what all right, so what have I got, 2 minutes here?
Yeah,
Jacob,
about right, yep.
About 2 minutes?
Yep.
Let's talk about you for a minute, and I'll do DVDs in the last segment because that way I can control it. But Jacob has been doing a project that I'm dying to hear about, doing a mural. So tell us about that.
So it's my brother's project, really. He got commissioned by a company called Sports and the Arts, and they worked with the Minnesota Vikings to contract artists to do art for the stadium, and so they did a lot of like small pieces, canvases and stuff like that, and then they actually asked him and one other artist to do big murals on opposite sides of the concourse in the stadium, and so
wow,
I was his lead assistant for that.
You're a sous chef, huh?
Yep. I've been working with him for years. So
what does the mural look like? Do you have pictures of it?
Yeah, I do have pictures of it. It's 84 feet long, and it's like 18 feet high, and it's sort of like pop art, I guess you would say. It's like kind of comic book ish looking, like football players and stuff like that.
Wow. All right, so when we come back, I want to hear a little bit more about it. And can we put a picture on our website? Is that allowed?
Sure, yeah.
Let's do it. Maybe
all
with
right.
you standing by it. I want to hear, sounds like Michelangelo the Viking. 855-Valhalla or something. 855-993-7569. Stay tuned for more Jacob and his murals and DVDs. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Ready? 855-993-7569. Okay, so Jacob, 85 feet, that's, did you have to be on scaffolding?
We actually had lifts.
Yeah,
like
cherry pickers.
Yeah, sort of, just the vertical ones, but
yeah.
We each had our own, so we were buzzing around on those a bunch. And
well, that is, was it fun?
It was. I mean, we always have fun together. It was a lot of work, but
all right. So what is it? So describe it more or less what it looks like. I know we'll put it up on.
So basically, he took like old illustrations from like old game programs.
Yeah.
Like from the first Vikings games ever and like old comic books. And
so it was kind of Andy Warhol-ish?
Yeah, similar to that.
Okay.
Or like, I'm blanking on the other guy's name. But yeah, so he kind of collaged it all together. And then we projected it in chunks with a projector.
Okay, because I've seen people do it with graph paper, but you just did it.
Yep.
And so then you outlined it that way?
Yep, and then we filled in all the colors, and then we went through and did all the detail stuff, and took us about just 3 weeks, I think.
Yeah, I guess you've been gone, what, close to a month, huh?
So
when's it, is it unveiled yet?
I mean, we've posted pictures online and stuff. There's an official, like, kind of
unveiling
opening party thing on
the
25th.
So you get to go to that?
Yep, I do.
So your brother got the commit. Did he get paid for it? I assume he did.
Yeah, yeah.
And you got paid for it?
Yeah.
Did you have to negotiate? Did you have to get a lawyer in to do the contract with your brother?
No. He just offered me an hourly wage, and I said, sure.
Well, hopefully it was more than minimum.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, good. And all the pizza you could eat?
Yep.
Hopefully. Well, it sounds great. So you put a picture up at that drjoy.com, will you?
Yeah, I will.
Oh, good. You can put a picture of you and your brother up if you want to as well. Well, we missed you.
Yeah.
But I knew you were doing something really cool, so that was... You know, it was great.
Yeah, and the stadium's beautiful. I mean, it's...
Is it a new stadium?
Yeah, it's brand new, yep.
Wow.
Opening this year, so...
There you go. Are they going to give you, like, seats for your lifetime seats or
something? I don't think so.
I think they should.
We haven't found out for sure if we... It'd be cool to at least see
one game.
Who
should I talk to about this? We should get you some lifetime seats.
Ziggy Wilf's the owner of the team. So.
All right, Ziggy, listen. These guys work their little heart out for minimum wage, so let's get them some tickets.
Yeah.
Well, Viking tickets are that... I know around here, tickets are wildly expensive.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
I'm sure they
Somebody
are
was telling
too,
me
especially
that to
with
go,
the new stadium.
Yeah, yeah. Well, somebody's got to pay for it. Somebody was telling me that they went to spring training with the Mets, and the cheapest ticket was like $50 or something for spring
for
training.
Spring training?
Yeah, boo. Yeesh. All right, let's finish up with DVDs, because I said I would. Do you want to do the sounder, or should we just do now to own on DVD? I just did that, right? So we don't need to.
Now available to own on video and DVD.
Well done. He was ready, folks. He was so ready. Okay, we've got... Well, we've got one that you should probably know about, The Green Room, which people either liked or didn't like, but it's Anton Yelchin in it, who was, you know, came to a icky end about 2 weeks ago. So that'll probably get some serious kind of response just because of that. The Divergent series, Allegiant, is out. I mean, I sort of didn't hate them. It made Shailene Woodley... the new Jennifer. So it's also got some cute boys, and it's got Theo James in it, Zoe Kravitz, Miles Teller, Naomi Watts. So some cute people in it. Ansel Elgort. I mean, those are some seriously good-looking people. Also Jeff Daniels. In the dystopian world, a young man and woman fight for their very lives, realizing that they must now make a move. They cross the boundary that separates them from the rest of the world, the fence, which is all that's from the first. Of course, they soon begin to realize that this bold action has stark implications that are more pressing than they could have even realized. When a cryptic agency known as Bureau of Genetic Welfare takes them into custody, the pair quickly begin to realize that things have not been what they seemed. So, not bad. I mean, it's really not... It's kind of a YA movie, but it's relatively well done, and Shailene is a good actress, and, you know, and they surround her with cute boys, and so... I think it actually did fairly well. We'll probably do pretty well on DVDs. The Dark Horse, now you're going to, don't confuse The Dark Horse with Dark Horse, right? They came out within about 3 weeks of each other. This one is a little more than 2 hours, and it has to do with a chess champion from New Zealand who strives for a sense of purpose by teaching underprivileged Maori children in the community. He was released into his brother's care. He finds peace by volunteering at a local chess club while trying to avoid his brother's gang activities. Conflict arises when his nephew shows interest in chess, a game considered an unwanted distraction from the boy's expected gang initiation. Based on an inspiring true story, The Dark Horse is an intimate look at a man finding the courage to lead others while wrestling with mental health issues. And it is a chilling portrayal of the mental health issues in particular. Cliff Curtis stars in it. It's one of those movies that is, it's so far out of the Hollywood mainstream that I don't think it did terribly well. Let's see if it says that made any movies or made any money. It came out April 1st, which is, of course, a terrible day for anything to come out. But especially there, chess is beginning to be the new kind of thing. As I mentioned, Pawn Sacrifice was the one about Bobby Fischer and Boris Spassky, whose anniversary day was yesterday. And this is a completely different look at chess as kind of redemption. There have been other movies about it, that because it's an intellectual game and it's, in theory, it's international. This is a worthwhile movie. Would I choose it over Divergent? Well, they're completely different kind of movies and with, in theory, the same audience, because young adults might like this one as well. All right. Let's see if there's anything on day in history, because tomorrow we're not going to care about today's in history. In 1580, the first Bible in the Slavic language was published. That's pretty early. Now, Gutenberg Press was, what, like 1480, so it took 100 years, but nevertheless. In 1862, the Medal of Honor was authorized by the Congress. This is something. In 1962, the Stones performed their first concert in London. They got some satisfaction. In 1967, the Newark riots began in Newark, New Jersey. Kind of a tumultuous decade. In 1971, the Australian Aboriginal flag is flown for the first time. Speaking of Maoris, which are the Aboriginal tribe in Australia. So there you go. Today is also Amazon Prime Day. And I was going to regale you with some of the things that they had advertised. Apparently the best one is the Samsung 50-inch TV, which is about half price. But if you're into shopping, this may be your day, especially internet shopping. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.